I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have big news, and I love it when we have big news to share.
We have been sat on this information.
How long have we been sat on this for?
Honestly, a long time. Like, and the concept and just like bringing it all to life has been so exciting. And obviously, we can't utter a word because the element of surprise is so important.
Top secret.
Right?
But
if you're hearing for the first time, take it away, Sophia.
We are going on tour! Yay!
The Girls Bathroom Planet Tour 2024, September.
We cannot wait. No, we're going back on the road. The Girls Bathroom Tour, number three. Our third tour.
Are you joking me?
And this, we are taking it up a notch. You are not ready. We're so excited. It's the Girls Bathroom Planet. It's all going to be pink planet. It's like men are from Mars, women are from Venus. We're making our own Venus.
It's our own galaxy, our own
world. And we are so excited. So September...
It's over there.
The portal's right here in the studio.
The portal.
September 2024. Literally, we are going everywhere.
It's the whole of September. So it starts on the 3rd of September and it's over on the 29th of September.
It's like the whole month.
So block off your September, guys.
Wait. So tickets.
Yes.
Tickets go on sale on Friday.
They do indeed.
If you're watching on YouTube, a link will be in the description.
Yes.
On Friday.
Yes. You can go
on Friday, go to our socials. To the Girls Bathroom Instagram, go to our own Instagrams. Yeah. It will be, links will be everywhere. The Girls Bathroom tickets, you'll be able to find the links. We'll be posting links everywhere.
The Royal Albert Hall, which is just...
Let me tell you guys where we're going.
I thought people just did the ballet at that place.
So did I. The Royal Albert Hall, are you joking? That's a big venue.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so guys, if you want to come, I'm going to read you the venues.
Yes, Sophia's going to hear this.
We're starting off in Dublin. All right, we've never been to Ireland before.
I have never been to Ireland before.
I've only been once.
I've never even set foot on the soil.
So we're doing Dublin and Belfast. Okay, then we're going to Manchester, York, Glasgow, Edinburgh.
I've never been to Edinburgh before in my life.
Newcastle, Liverpool, Bristol, Swansea.
Absolutely.
Wales.
Hey.
Sheffield, Cambridge, Birmingham, Nottingham, and finale, Royal Albert Hall in London. So we really tried to go everywhere. We've never taken the tour to Ireland before.
No.
We've never taken the tour to Wales. We've never been to Bristol,
Edinburgh. We really tried to get places that we haven't already been. Well, as many as we could.
Yeah, so we really hope there's a venue near you that you want to come to.
We're so excited. Please come.
Something for us all to look forward to. Put it on your Christmas list. Tickets go on sale on Friday. Links will be everywhere. Girls Bathroom bio.
Be quick. Hot off the press. High demands out here.
Hot off the press. Pre-sale's already gone.
Yeah, pre-sale.
So you gotta be quick, guys. But that was our special announcement. So happy Wednesday. Welcome back. We're so excited. The Girls Bathroom are going on tour again.
It's my favorite thing It's our favorite thing to do.
And it's a whole new show.
Yes.
So if you've seen other shows, it's going to be totally different. We've even got a tour bus.
We're going to have a tour bus, a double decker.
We're going around the country on a bus. We're living on the bus. It's going to be pink.
That's going to be the
best part. We're going to be on the side of the bus.
That's going to be the best part.
We can't wait. We can't wait.
It's our favourite thing to do in the world.
It is our favourite thing to do.
And we can't believe we get to do this. And I know. Honestly, we didn't think we'd even do one so soon after the last one. It was only in Feb.
I know. We always ruled out 2024. We said no tour in 2024. Yeah, we
had no idea.
Then we thought, fuck it, let's do it again.
Here we are. So
we can't wait.
We can't wait to see you guys.
It's going to be bigger. It's going to be better.
I actually cannot wait. You're actually joking.
So Friday, tickets. Yes. Look out on socials for your reminders.
You can even just go on Google, type in girls' bathroom tickets. I'm sure something will pop up.
Yeah. So happy Wednesday. Question of the week.
Absolutely.
Let's do this.
We've got a great one this week. We've never asked this before.
We've got a great one. We've got, what is the craziest thing you've overheard in the girls' bathroom?
Now, have we overheard some?
Listen, we've overheard a fart.
Yes, farts, shits. I mean, I feel like that's classic.
Little Trumpy Trump. But have we overheard
gossip?
I mean, we definitely must have done. We just can't remember.
We must have done, but we would have been in a alcoholic state ourselves. So to remember that kind of information,
that's tough. God knows what people have overheard about us in our alcoholic state in the bathroom.
Well, exactly.
So we get very shouty.
We get you know, back in the day when we go to the bathroom, we get shouty.
We'd be in there for hours.
We'd be in there
for hours.
That's
why this podcast has got the name that it's got. Yeah. Because that's where the real fun happens.
Bowery, Nottingham. We would be in there for at least 45 minutes.
At least.
Rolling around in the cubicles. You
sat
know.
On the floor.
Coco
to the lady.
Nottingham, one of their best features is that they've got a cubicle stall with two fucking toilets in it.
It's made for the girlies.
It's made for the girlies. I'm sorry, every single club for the girlies, you need two toilets and a cubicle. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm just reading. Okay, so question of the week.
Yes.
Crazy thing you've overheard. Listen to this.
Stop.
My friend didn't know I was in the next stall and confessed to a stranger that she'd slept with my boyfriend.
See, it's the confessing to strangers that happens.
It's like the confessional booth.
No. Oh my God, it's like we're going to church. My God.
Someone's put two people having sex.
Oh.
What haven't I heard in the girls' bathroom?
Oh.
Work's night out. So Brian said he was going to get with Rachel tonight. I am Rachel.
I would love that if I was Rachel.
That the girl outside had slept with my boyfriend at the time. The rest of the night was chaos.
The girl outside had slept with my boyfriend at the time. Jesus Christ.
A girl talking about how she slept with my boyfriend. God, I wasn't expecting this. Someone put a tampon in the wrong hole.
Oh my God. How do you put a tampon in the wrong hole? What?
Just very drunk and not really. Not really. Or the back hole.
You know how tiny your piss hole is?
The back hole.
How are you putting it in your ass?
I don't know. This is a crazy thing that she's heard. That my best friend's twin sister was sleeping with her boyfriend.
Best friend's twin sister. Not the twins.
I went to a club with Brian and his ex was in the cubicle next to me talking shit about me.
Oh, I couldn't cope with that.
Didn't overhear this, but I went into a cubicle and saw a pregnancy test that was positive.
Not in the club toilet. Oh my God.
Heard a scream and a girl got the kitchen scissors and cut a bob in the cubicle.
Who has got kitchen scissors in their bags on a night out?
Well, it might not be a night out. We could be in any establishment.
I guess we could be in the work toilets, I guess.
My boyfriend's ex telling her friend how good he looks in white. We were all at the same party.
My boyfriend, hitting on your ex.
Two women having sex as they thought no one else was in the toilets.
Classic.
I overheard a girl around 22 saying her boyfriend left her for a 16-year-old. That's giving jail time.
That's not good.
Very vocal sex.
Absolutely.
Girls chanting, "He doesn't deserve you," whilst I was fully bawling mascara everywhere. He doesn't deserve you. He doesn't deserve you.
We've done that shit. No, but it's like an instinct though. When you're drunk and you see someone crying.
Oh God.
In those club toilets.
Girls really rally together in the girls' bathroom. Truly. There's no other place like it. And the men will never experience that
They'll never understand.
Like girls, toilet, yeah, let's go.
They'll never understand. They have to wait for us outside for 50 minutes. That's
girl,
how long
girl talking on the phone saying she just ran away from a police arrest.
You can't cuff me.
I haven't eaten cheese out the bag in ages. What? Someone's coughing cheese in the toilet.
Delicious. Love grated cheese out the bag.
That someone was pregnant, right? The barman and a girl having sex in the cubicle.
Barman?
A girl saying she DNA tested 6 men and none of them came back as the father.
Wow, incredible.
Oh, listen to this. Girl, just get with him. Do it for the plot.
Absolutely do it for the plot. There should be a lot of those moments.
Somebody is sleeping with their best friend's dad. Girls plotting to cheat on their boyfriends.
Listen, okay. Listen, I support girls, so absolutely.
The double standards, I.
If Sophia approached me and said, I need to cheat on my boyfriend, I don't quite know how I would respond.
I don't know how.
Like, imagine genuinely this was a circumstance that we were in.
What would you tell me to do?
And you were like, seriously, like,
I've got to get this out of my system.
I need to cheat on him.
It's going to be a one-time thing.
But would it be a cheat on him and he can never find out?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd say, look, if this is what you need to do to help yourself, to help yourself in your relationship.
Wow. Really?
But if you approached me and said, I need to do it this one time, I love him, we've got a house together.
Wow.
I would support you if that was... But I would say, are you sure? Mm. Obviously, I'd say, are you sure you don't want to call this quits?
Yeah,
you,
think about it.
You could be out there free reign, babes. Mm. But if you need me to cover something up for you, I can cover something up for you.
If you need me to bury a body.
If you need an alibi, I've got many alibis.
I'm happy to go under oath.
Absolutely. I'll go under oath.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, what else have we overheard in the toilets? People taking pregnancy tests.
So what is happening there? No, okay, I guess we could be in the office, but are you bringing it on the night out? You're scared and then you're drunk, you're thinking, and then you finally got the confidence to do the pregnancy test.
Or we're just in like a random supermarket toilet. We're in a random toilet in a service station. Like there's all sorts of places.
You know what toilet we could be in? You know, shopping center toilets.
Mm.
So what it's
Victoria Center.
We've gone to the shopping center. We've gone to Boots. We've bought the pregnancy test. We said, look, let's go upstairs to the toilet.
Straight away. Absolutely.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was pretty enjoyable, wasn't it?
Thank you, guys.
Let's get into some dilemmas.
Absolument.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Right. I found the best dilemma.
Sophia won't let me see it.
I found something in the girls' bathroom inbox. This is what we're going to start with this week. Get a load of this, chintz. Listen to this.
What is the subject line?
My best friend's lock screen is a picture of my boyfriend. Everyone just process that. That cannot exist in this universe. Hi, girls. I've watched you for 8 years.
Wait. So let's just deep this one second. That's me walking in here today. Going, hello, guys. Hello. How are you? Ooh, nice jacket. I open up my phone. It's a picture of your boyfriend.
Thinking, what the? Where the fuck did you get that picture from?
Yeah, where did you get the picture from, firstly, babe? Yeah, on my lock screen.
Did you not think
screen.
I would see it?
Well,
what's going on
but
here?
But that's how nonchalant.
It's just there.
It's just there.
I'd say, it's my fucking lock screen. What's going on here?
No, I'd be sick.
This is a long one.
Okay.
I need your help. So, please keep me anonymous.
So this girl writing in is the girl.
She's me in this situation.
She's the one with the boyfriend.
I am 23. I had a best friend of 9 years.
Has.
Notice the had.
Had.
Let's call her Susan.
9 years is, that's a time.
Myself and Susan were like sisters. We did everything together. We were the duo who stayed together through different friendship groups, the lot, bestest of friends.
Oh, shit me.
As we were so close, we had everything in common, but Susan had to take it one step further.
What do you mean though? What do
okay,
you mean?
Okay, Susan. Susan made friends with some girls who were not my cup of tea.
Okay.
One of the girls in the group being my childhood bully, which Susan knew about. Very rogue from Susan.
First red flag from Susan. That's not okay.
So therefore, me and Susan completely drifted. I did find it extremely hard as Susan was my only friend.
Yeah.
But I knew Susan was using that to her advantage as she thought I would never cut ties.
It's very... That's not the energy you need or want from any kind of friend.
Definitely not.
Being friends with your enemy.
People who you don't bully. Like. Yeah. Because, you know, a big... feature of girl code is without explanation.
Exactly.
You hate the people I hate and you don't like the people I don't like. No questions asked.
Absolutely not. If a new girl walked in here today, Sophia went, she's on my fucking bad side, blah blah blah. I would take that energy and ride with it 100%.
That's part of the job description. That's part of
it. So it's really nasty that she's gone out of her way to befriend your bully. Like that's like scary behavior. But
so you completely drifted.
Yeah.
Me and Susan decided to have a cup of coffee and catch up the week before I was moving to London for work.
Congratulations.
Even though we had drifted, it was to say our goodbyes.
Oh.
As soon as we met, I knew she was hiding something from me. I had the worst feeling. Oh my God.
Wait, so this is where you're about to see the screensaver?
Her phone lights up on the coffee table. I'm going to be sick.
I'm going to be sick. I'm getting goosebumps.
So am I.
I'm actually getting goosebumps from my toes to my...
She's put BAM in capitals.
Boo.
Boo. Flashback to last week. Her lock screen is a picture of her and my ex-boyfriend of 5 years in the mirror, naked. and his hands...
No, not naked.
And his hands were covering her boobs. Me and Brian have been broken up for 6 months. So not even a long time. We've been together for 5 years. We've been ended for 6 months. So this obviously was quite the shock.
I'm actually just taking in fucking naked.
But also she knew at the table.
Nude.
Face, phone up, phone, did, phone, she... face up. Lock screen, bing.
Because when you don't want someone to see someone like that, you change your lock screen, your phone's in your bag, it's on do not disturb. It's face not down. Up.
That
it's
was purposeful. Down. She wanted you to
but
see
also,
that.
Also, side note, who has even got a nude photo naked, as a lock screen? Anyone is going to see screen. That. That is so
She honestly could have just changed it for your meeting.
But she wanted you to see, I'm intimate with this guy, we've got this kind of relationship.
What are you going
to
do about it?
Throwing it in your face. What are you going to do about it? There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's the nudity for me.
Me and Brian had ended our relationship 6 months before this, so it's quite tough to see it.
But also, 6 months is not that long of a time.
Not after for 9 years.
Yeah.
How long had you been together?
6 or 5 years. For your then best friend of 9 years to go and be with him straight away after that. Yeah. And also for him to be fucking okay with that. Well, he's a freak.
So you've been best friends for 9 years and you're with your boyfriend for 5 years.
So she, for the majority of your guys' friendship, she's very much aware that was your boyfriend. What the fuck?
What did you say?
That is my ex-boyfriend. Hold cupping Sophia's tits.
Tits. And it's my log screen.
What is that?
We've got more. We need to keep reading.
I am
all for blaming the boy, not the girl. But this is my best friend of 9 years.
What is
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Somehow I held it together and waited until we left. As we were going, she had a flat tire, so asked me to drive her home. You can walk.
Another favor from me.
You've taken
call your boyfriend.
My life.
Call your boyfriend, babes.
He can pick you up.
You are too good of a human to give anyone a lift in that situation.
As soon as she got in my car.
No! You left her in your car.
I asked if I could connect her phone to my car Bluetooth as my phone was about to die.
Oh, so we're playing music in this moment.
This was, of course, a big fat lie. She handed it to me like nothing was to be hidden.
Okay.
I see the lock screen again. How are you mute? How are you not no. screaming, vomiting?
Like, no, I'm frantic.
How are you just like, okay, seeing it and getting on with the
she
day?
She can't process it.
She can't process
it. If I saw it, I would just leave straight. I don't think I would have any words, but I would at least have to leave.
Maybe she asked to see it because maybe she thought, I need to get a good just look at this. Because I've seen it, you know, upside down, face
well,
up
like,
on
I
the...
Well, I can imagine when you're seeing that, you're kind of in denial thinking, yeah. Have I actually seen what I think
it's
I've
not
seen?
Registering.
No, and the dots aren't connecting.
And also because she's being so brazen about it.
But the cheek of her to get in your car.
And because she's not being coy about it, it's then questioning your reaction.
Exactly.
Because you're like, hang on. Yeah.
What?
So she handed it to me like nothing was to be hidden. I see the lock screen again. Go on to Spotify.
The titty's being cupped.
Oh
what
my
is his
God.
Fucking
it gets
penis
worse.
In it?
It gets worse.
No, it can't. It can't. This cannot get any worse.
I go on to Spotify only to see a playlist named Bedtime Fun with Brian.
She is taking the piss. That is disgusting.
I would just stop sobbing. I would be sobbing.
No, she's taken the absolute piss with this. What do you mean a playlist?
Oh my God.
No, it cannot get worse. This cannot get worse.
I asked a million questions and all suit this girl
this cannot-
has got fucking
no
balls of steel. I asked a million questions and all Susan had to say to me was, he's so good in bed, I couldn't resist and I've got no apology to give.
Fuck off.
I would smack her around the face if she said that to me.
Actually,
what? How can you be so bold and so
but
like,
it's like, what
I
have
don't
you
give
ever
a
done
fuck.
To her?
Yeah.
For this to
why
happen.
Why do you hate me?
Why is this happening? Like, we had a great friendship for 10 years, babe.
The arguing went on for hours. Okay, so you're getting into
okay.
it now.
So she got into your car, you were keeping it cool. You saw the Spotify thing, boom, asked all the questions. She said, he's just so good in bed.
The arguing went on for hours. She finally told me that this started a year ago. And Brian was cheating on me while me and her were best friends. Oh, this goes from bad to worse to horrendous.
What is going on here? We've never heard this before.
Towards the end of my relationship, Susan was the person I confided in about my suspicions with Brian. Such a fucking kick in the teeth.
How do they keep that a secret? That is the real hard secret.
He would stay late at work, but he was actually with her. No wonder she was putting my worries to one side as he actually
of
was
course.
Cheating on me with my best
so
friend.
So she was blindsiding you the whole time. So anytime you go, oh, I think something's going on, you go, it's fine.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh my God.
I'm so sorry
I'm
that
so
you've
sorry.
Had to
endure this.
Yeah.
I am so...
And I'm so sorry your life has taken you to these two horrible people.
People, yeah. I'm sorry you've had to endure her friendship for 9 years. That is...
I then left her at the coffee shop with her flat tire,
good.
Did not drive
okay,
her home,
okay.
Blocked her on everything, and we never spoke or saw each other again. It has been a year
okay.
until 3 weeks ago.
I'm actually going to be sick.
I went to my Pilates class on a Monday morning, completely zoned out as it's 6 a.m.
And also, side note, she's moved to London because she said just before I moved to London for my new job. So I imagine you're in a new city, you've got your new local
new
spots.
Chapter.
You know,
you're not going to places you've been to with Brian.
No,
you're not
exactly.
driving streets that you've been in the car
well,
with
not,
him.
You're not
you've
in got, the hometown.
You're not looking around and seeing him everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like it's mm-hmm. a really is a fresh mm-hmm. start. Mm-hmm. Fucking hell. So 6 a.m. Who sits on the mat next to me?
No.
Susan.
No, she's stalking you.
I am gobsmacked. I have not made any close friends in my new town, but I am extremely happy to be in the place that I am
yes.
today. My dream job in my dream city. It's all perfect.
So happy for you.
She is the last person I want to see. I act like she isn't there. I go to work the following Monday.
Wait, so you were just... Oh, no,
God.
She's not.
Oh,
no, she's
my
not.
God.
No,
oh,
she's
my
not.
God. This is a nightmare.
No, she's not.
This is
no,
a living
not.
Nightmare.
She's obsessed with you. She wants to be you. She's always wanted to be you. Right, Soph?
Completely.
Right?
Completely.
She wants, from the moment she met you, she wanted your life. That has to be it.
Completely.
That has to be it.
I go to work the following Monday.
No.
We get told.
And why am I getting goosebumps all over? Sophia, look at my. I'm like shaking.
We get told we've got three new starters. Who is one of them?
No.
Susan. I'm speechless. I could not believe it.
No.
I have worked so hard to be in the position that I am today and do not want her there to ruin it. And she knows this. Again, I act like she isn't there until I go to make my coffee and she is sitting in the area and has to check to ask and has the cheek to ask if I can promote her, as she doesn't want to work at the level she is at now and wants to be in a job like mine. Fucking hell, Susan, what more do you want? My fucking skin. What do you want from me?
Sophia, she does. She wants to rip your hair out your head and put it on her own head.
She has got no...
The fact that it's been a year and she's still been thinking about you and thinking about ways that she can infiltrate your life and destroy it.
I laughed and walked away. She then goes around to the whole team, made up lies about me and our friendship. She even went as far to tell head office that I gave her answers to the interview questions as it could get me sacked.
Right, no. Well, you're telling us what this head office is and we're coming and we're having a word. Because we
know the truth.
Send
us in there. We'll get our blazers on.
Seriously.
We'll look real smart.
Seriously. We'll bring our lawyers.
And we'll get to that. We've got a great lawyer. We'll get to the bottom of this.
We'll come equipped. Mm-hmm. We're going to
We'll pay for the lawyer fees. Seriously. And we'll get this sorted.
I ain't joking. We have to put an end to this.
We've got a great lawyer.
I'm being serious.
In our phone, he's saved as Mega Babe Mark. He's a great guy. He'll get you out of anything.
I'm sorry. We are going to court. We're going to court and we're going to the corporate office.
And we're going to do a Colleen Rooney and get a Disney documentary.
Absolutely, because this cannot go on under my roof.
Susan has also told some colleagues that she applied here only because I work here, not due to wanting a job in this field.
But does she not see how weird that makes her? She's going around saying, oh, she's done this, this and this. And then in the same breath, she's saying, oh, I only applied here because she's working. Why are you stalking your ex-friend who you've literally...
She's admitting like just to pester me.
Why is she admitting that?
I was walking to my Uber to get home after work. She was behind me on the way out and shouted, this could bring us closer than before. We've slept with the same person, and just laughed hysterically.
She laughed hysterically. I'm scared for you.
I'm petrified of this girl.
Can we call the police? Like, I'm being...
So, girls, what do I do? I'm not scared of confrontation. I'm all for it. However, I don't want to jeopardize my job. I've never received an apology. She's going out of her way to tell my colleagues and head office lies. What am I meant to do? Please help. P.S. I have no idea what happened with her and Brian. They may even still be together now. Oh my God. I'm going to screenshot this girl's name because we need to get into touch.
We're getting to No, I ain't laughing. No.
Oh my God.
It's the shouting on the street for me. We can be closer. We slept with the same guy and they're laughing at it. Does she not realize how crazy this situation is?
Can you not get a restraining order?
I know.
Or a harassment charge against this girl?
I'm thinking restraining order.
I think the only the good things that you can take from this is that Susan is someone who you can feel incredibly sorry for because she clearly has never been satisfied in her own life. She's clearly never found happiness. She's clearly...
It's sad.
Or like Cinzia said before, she's always wanted to be you. Imagine like living your life
in the shadow of someone else.
With the sole purpose of wanting to ruin someone else's. She is absolutely obsessed with you. And at least you can go to bed thinking, she's not happy. She's obsessed with me in a cruel way.
She wants my literal life.
She's obsessed with me.
She wants my boyfriend. She took it. She wants my job. She's fucking here.
She's in the door.
She's at my Pilates class. That shows the level of stalkage.
Yeah.
We have to go to the police.
Surely you can go to the police for this.
Surely you've got the evidence and the receipts.
And I think as well,
the fact that she got hired is fucking really scary.
Is there like anyone, like I think you also need to go to head office.
You need to go to, is it HR, human resources? This is where they deal with this shit.
You need to have a meeting and you need to explain that, you know,
everything you've explained to us.
You're having trouble in the workplace because of a new staff member that's been hired, and you need to pull up your receipts and say, look, yeah, I've known this girl for 9 years, blah, 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 blah. She's been following
all the receipts.
She's at my Pilates class. She's with my ex-boyfriend. You know, she's shouting at me, yeah, on the street. Like, and say, no, I'm going to go take this to the, or whatever. Like,
say,
don't
I need
let
her at least removed from my workplace.
Yeah.
And then I might have to take this further, but please take this matter seriously.
And they should, that's their job, to take things like this seriously. And I really hope that they do. And
I
don't even
like,
know what to suggest. But I think the only peace of mind that you can get is that you can feel very, very sorry for this girl.
But it's like, what is she going to do next, Soph?
Don't know.
I'm scared.
I don't know.
Like, what is she going to do next?
I don't know.
She's capable of a lot. The fact that she's been sat on it for 365 days and still thought, I'm going to go after that job.
Crazy.
It's out of this world, mind-blowing.
I don't even know what you do there.
Human HR first, then the fucking police.
Honestly. Have you got anyone that you can confide in? You know,
family. You've got to have work besties, right? You've been there for about a year.
Or at least someone who you're on good terms with. Yeah. Or whoever you sit next to at your desk. Like anyone.
What in the world?
But I'm sorry that you're dealing with this.
Me too, because she can't just let it rest. She couldn't just let it rest after the titty cupping.
No, it's almost just like, I mean, do you want to have a conversation with her and say, what are you doing?
But so,
what do you want from me?
You cannot get through to her.
No.
I think even a conversation, you would not be able to get through to her.
No.
Because there's something going on there. Like, you couldn't even, no. There'd be no conversation that we could even have that would settle this.
No. I think you just need to try and have the mindset of, she's pathetic. I'm doing my own thing. I'm here living my life. And she's going to do, what can you do?
And I'm going to try everything in my power to at least get her out of this workplace.
Yeah.
And tell the truth. Because at the end of the day, you're on the side of the truth.
And hope that she'll get bored eventually of fucking copying whatever.
If you're not going to feed her, because I feel like she wants to see you fail.
She wants a reaction.
She wants you sad. She wants you...
Yeah.
She wants to ruin your life. So at least
success is the best revenge. Like, your happiness will be killing her.
Exactly.
Because she's trying so hard to ruin it.
Exactly. How did she find your Pilates fucking studio?
I don't know.
Because you blocked her. I don't like this.
No.
No.
It's crazy.
No.
You need to take this as far as you can.
We're going to the police or the FBI or the CSI. That's in America.
MI5.
MI5.
I'm sorry you're having to deal
level
with this.
This is
wild.
This is not fun for anybody. You can get a restraining order for sure. For sure, right? You can file for one.
Well, she's got to be held accountable for what she's doing. Yeah.
And you've got all the receipts and you've got the truth. So I think you...
And also, like, you're on the good side of karma. She's only got bad things coming her way, you know? And
I'm very flattered that we were the first place you came to with this.
I know. I know. What can we do? We can give you a great lawyer if you need one. Seriously. And we'll pay for the legal fees. Seriously. So if you want to send another email, I'll be eagle eyes in the inbox, because you can't live like this.
Well, that's why we need to take it to HR first. And then isn't it if HR don't believe you, then we get lawyers involved, right?
And then you sue in the workplace and God, we're in for a courtroom, aren't we? Well, keep us posted. But definitely don't let her like bully you in that workplace. Stand up for yourself. Be headstrong. Take it to head office. Take it to your superiors. Like, don't just let her shut you down.
No.
Stay vocal. Like, yes. Like, be vocal and say, this is bullshit.
Go straight to this the office.
Get your narrative out there. Get your side of the story. Yeah. Don't think, oh, just ignore it. Just ignore it. No, get your side out there. Take it to your manager, a supervisor, head office. Yeah. Like, really.
This is the final straw. She can't get away with this again. She slept with your boy. You know, she's done some outlandish stuff. Yeah. And this is the, we're stopping this now.
Mm. Because now it's getting to, you're stalking me.
Well, now it's like, leave me the fuck alone, you fucking freak. Yeah. Like,
and don't let her make you quit the job that you love.
No, you're living your dream. And at the end of the day, she can't bear to see that.
Yeah.
So you need, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm still getting shivers.
Can't believe it. Can't believe that at all. That wasn't where I thought it was going to go.
I thought
it was just besties on the lock screen. Boyfriend on the besties lock screen.
We could have ended
that.
It there. But no, it had to go on. Susan's had to take it to the next step. Susan, what are you doing, babe?
Next dilemma.
Yes, please. I wonder if she's still with the boy. That's the big question. But obviously, we don't know. But do you know what? Last point. I feel like maybe they had this big, crazy breakup.
Mm.
And then she thought, I need to. And then she's kind of had this panic, and she's like, going
"I mean,
after
this
you
was
like
your
this.
Best friend of 9 years, so you do know this girl. Like, you know how she.
Where's
ticks.
Her fucking family?
Right,
go to her mother and father.
Yeah, seriously.
So, do you know what's happening with your daughter? Do you know the shit she's done to me?
Yeah,
like I don't know. Like someone needs to come and
even like
sort this out.
Even, I don't know, you don't want to speak to your ex, but like he was your boyfriend of 5 years.
Yeah.
At least be like, what is
going on?
Like,
do you know Susan's moved here? Yeah.
Like, could you do that? Reach out to mutual people and be like, hello.
Can anyone see what's fucking going on here?
Yeah.
Lord.
Wild.
All right, next up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby. What we've got here now is I've accidentally got too deep with a colleague.
Ah, listen, it happens to the best of us. We've
been
both
there,
been
done
there,
that, lived it.
Got the t-shirt.
Got the t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Had the canoodles with the colleagues. Mm. Got into relationships with colleagues. Mm-hmm. Love that for us. We've lived many a life.
Some things happen on work nights out that you just can't control. Okay.
There's different energy in the air on a work night out,
I will
vouch for that.
Some of the best nights of your life will be work nights out. 100%. The gossip you get from a work night out is like
drama that unfolds. The
brilliant.
Canoodling, the snogging, the sexual tension. Mm.
Then going in on Monday.
There's nothing quite like it.
And just facing people again.
There's honestly nothing quite like that. And I'm getting goosebumps again because I'm remembering the days.
I remember it well.
Right. To give you some context. So she said, I've got myself into a bit of a situation.
Okay, what have you got into?
To give
Let's
yourself some context. I'm 21 and work in an office, but not everyone comes in every day. Lots of us often work from home as we are spread out across the UK.
Okay.
But we do have a monthly social where we see everybody and often go on lots of nights out, all funded by the company.
Lovely.
Ka-ching. It's a great sense of community and I love my job very much.
I was going to say, what a great workplace to fund.
It's really
monthly socials. Yeah,
but it's very important that we have good relationships. Team morale. Here, you know, because then we'll all work better, you know. Yeah. So it's in their best interest, isn't it? Mm.
Blow off steam.
I started my job in January this year and immediately became a little bit obsessed with this one guy, Brian. He's 27.
Mature. Love work eye candy. Same. Nothing better than a bit of work
eye
candy.
Nothing quite like a bit of flirt. Mm. In the workplace. Mm-hmm. He was quite flirty and we both just found ourselves drawn to each other. But the problem was I was in a 7-year relationship, so nothing ever crossed the line and he never tried anything on with me.
Okay.
So you had this chemistry, but obviously relationship.
You've come to work. You're the girl that's got a boyfriend. It's the first question most people ask, isn't it? When you start at a new job. So are you single? Like
And he knows you've got a boyfriend. So it's like this innocent flirting, but is it innocent?
But is it?
In about April time. So we started in January. Okay. In about April time, Brian came to me as a friend looking for advice and said he had slept with another girl from work.
Here we go.
I would consider Sarah my closest girlfriend at work.
Here we go, Susan. Okay.
Here we go, Susan. We sometimes go for bottomless brunches and we even go to the gym together.
Oh my God. So this is a friend now. This isn't just a work friend. This is a friend.
This is a friend. The moment you take it outside of the workplace,
it becomes a real friend.
If either of us left the company, we probably wouldn't see each other again.
Yeah.
Right. She said, I would still consider her mainly a work friend, but it's definitely friendly vibes. Got it.
So yeah, you consider her a work friend, but your relationship has left the building.
Has left.
So in our, I would consider it a friend. Yes. But I know what you mean. Like,
same.
Maybe she's not coming to. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
They were good friends before I joined.
Like, you
the
probably
company.
Wouldn't introduce her to your friendship group, but you still. Yeah, I get it.
She's your best friend on the work nights out. Yeah. She's who you go to in the office.
Yeah.
You know, and for you sure. can coordinate workouts before work, you for know, sure. you're on the same schedule. Mm. But she said, they were both good friends before I joined the company and just had a one-night stand one night.
Okay, so it was just a one-night stand. Okay.
I imagine after a work
probably
night.
A work-funded social.
Yeah, work-funded alcohol-fueled sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put that on the company card.
Put it on the company. Let's get a hotel. Put it on the company card. Things then went weird between them. Okay. And they both agreed to just be friends and not cross that line ever again. Okay, so obviously the vibes were awkward after that.
Okay.
But they both agreed, okay. Sarah doesn't know Brian has told me this and has lied to my face about it, saying nothing ever happened between them. So you've got yourself in a pickle there.
So Sarah's not told you that she slept with Brian.
Just
you
Brian
only know because Brian's come to you seeking advice and counsel.
Because obviously, like, you know Sarah the best.
Yes.
You know, it's...
And now you're thinking, like, Sarah, why haven't you told me that?
Why are you lying
why
to me?
Why are you lying? Yeah. Yeah. Like, we're good friends. We're work friends here. Why would you not
like,
tell
this
me?
And especially, like, this is prime work goss.
This is hot off the press. You know, gossip
you know
at
like,
work.
I understand, like, the whole of the company, you don't want them to find out. But, like, you can tell me. But
in
your
a
bestie.
Circle. Come
you
on.
You can tell your bestie, babes. Right.
Also, how do you not on the working day just let that slip? We've got time to kill.
We've got combos to be had.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
So
right.
Sarah has always said nothing has ever happened between them. This came up in conversation because she was digging, asking if I would ever sleep with him. Sarah, babe.
Ah.
Right. So you're thinking, hang on. Would you ever sleep with him? And she's going, yeah, maybe. It's like, you have.
So Sarah's trying to gauge if you also like Brian.
Right.
Obviously, Brian's like a bit of eye candy in the office.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And there's maybe a few girls that are like, Brian, like blah, 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 blah.
I fancy Brian. I've never even met him.
Yeah. And because there's always those like one or two people at work that people are like, ooh.
Yes, there's the fit ones at work, isn't there?
Yeah. So she's trying to gauge your interest. Yeah, so have you not got your boyfriend anymore? Or you have?
I'm assuming not. Oh, okay. I just read ahead.
Okay, let's keep going. Okay. Sorry, let's keep going.
So I gave her the chance to come clean and asked if anything ever happened between them, like honestly. And she said absolutely not. So she's sticking to this. So you gave her that chance.
Okay.
She clearly doesn't want me or anyone to know. She thinks I'm none the wiser.
I mean, I do respect that in a way, because, you know, she is maybe someone who really wants to keep her professional image at work.
Yes.
And doesn't want to be the center of work gossip. Mm-hmm. And doesn't, because she knows this is spread like wildfire. And she thinks, no.
We're keeping this a secret.
Yeah. And she's thinking, like, no, this is my professional place.
Yes, I get it.
And, you know, I don't want this to become gossip. So I do respect her choice, actually, for not telling you.
Trying to keep it under wraps.
Yeah. But you're kind of thinking, you know, we go to the gym together, we hang out. Yeah. You know, why aren't you telling me?
Yeah. Because it'd be really hard not to tell your one bestie.
Yeah. I understand both sides there.
Right. So this was all in April, everyone, remember.
Okay.
So jump about 6 months later.
Fuck.
Me and Brian got closer and would text all day on WhatsApp.
What?
And call all the time sometimes for up to 5 hours.
Whoa. Whoa,
we really took a leap and a jump there.
Okay.
So now you and Brian are like,
okay,
talking, I'm sorry, calls.
Calls, 5 hours.
That's intimate shit.
That is intimate shit. What are we talking about?
I'm getting goosebumps again. That is intimate shit.
Texting all day.
This is falling in love vibes.
Yeah, this is. God.
When we meet up for the work socials, we couldn't leave each other alone.
I bet you couldn't.
And just had an undeniable connection and sexual tension.
Are you still with your boyfriend of 7 years?
We'll find out in a sec. Yeah, here we go. This caused me to end my seven years.
Okay, brilliant. Right, okay. And that question was going round and round in my brain. Okay. Yeah. So you built up that chemistry. You were texting every day. You were calling. And this made you think, my relationship's not right anymore. I'm going to end it.
Incredible. So brilliant. He was the tool to make you realize.
He was the vessel to make you realize your relationship was not the
She's literally said, because I thought this was unfair on my ex and I couldn't help how I felt about Brian.
Okay.
Brilliant. I panicked.
Why?
Because I had been with him since I was 14.
Right.
Yes,
huge.
We knew you were young.
And now you're 21.
And I've never been alone.
Yeah, it's big.
And I thought, I wouldn't like someone else this much if our relationship was truly right. Yeah,
of course.
Absolutely.
You're totally right in that.
Okay, here we go. We're getting down to the juicy juice.
Here we go.
We've still got, oh my God, we've got pictures. Wait, whoa.
Don't get there yet.
Whoa, we've got so much to go and there was pictures. Okay.
Had long dilemmas this week.
I know. The night I broke up with my ex, Brian kissed me. It was electric. Things have gotten really intense really quickly.
Oh my God.
This was a month ago. And since then, he's taken me out on amazing dates. We've slept together about 15 times.
15 times.
15.
What? That's once every 2 days.
I'm getting lightheaded. 15 times. I've stayed at his lot. He's deleted Hinge and told me he's not seeing anyone else. Where the fuck is Sarah?
Where the fuck is Sarah?
Where, Sarah is crying.
Sarah, get over here right now.
Whoa,
you've got a boyfriend again.
Yeah. You've got a 27-year-old boyfriend, babe. Okay. Whoa, okay.
Okay.
So imagine breaking up with someone that night, you're kissing someone
being
new.
Kissed that night.
It's
brilliant.
Electric.
It's brilliant.
It's incredible.
It's like, oh my God, single
it
life.
Is.
Here I go.
Right. So not that we're counting, but we slept with him 15 times.
Yeah, who counts?
Not that I'm counting, but it's been about 15 times. Okay.
God, Jesus Christ, okay. That's a lot of action.
Oh my God. He's saying, I don't want to see anyone else. I don't want to ruin what we've got. We're even planning a Christmas trip together away.
Oh
shit,
my
mate.
God. That's big as well, Christmas trips. Because that's family time.
That's like wholesome. Mm. You know,
that's
this
giving
is,
couple.
It's giving, we're in love.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've still got loads to go.
Oh my God, where's this going to go?
I imagine Sarah's going to have a problem with this.
Sarah's going to. And you're going to say, you never told me you slept with him. Because she didn't.
Exactly. Big blow up in the workplace. Mm. My problem is.
God, this gossip is right.
This is hot. Mm. Right. My problem is, because he knows I'm fresh out of a long-term relationship, we're not putting any labels or pressure on it. And both just said, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And due to the situation with Sarah and everyone being really nosy at work, we're keeping things super private at work. Hush, hush.
Okay. That also makes it so much more exciting.
However, it does.
Because it's like, no one knows.
Yeah.
And it's like, you maybe
Meet you in the copy room.
Yeah.
Copy room. Mm.
Meet you with the photocopier.
Work people are starting to get suspicious.
They always
Sarah
do.
Sarah has been asking me so many questions. Digging. Asking where and who I'm with on certain days. Okay, Sarah's also getting suspicious.
Sarah's got a shovel out.
You know,
out
being
and
like, where are you today? Where
wants
are you?
To know.
Who are you with? What are you doing? And obviously you're fabricating these lies, but she's figuring it out.
Well, what difference does it make to you, Sarah?
Well, she said, I do think she will be bothered if she found out. But yeah. It's like, at the end of the day, you don't even know they even got involved.
Well, I mean, you do.
But Sarah doesn't
Sarah doesn't know that you know.
Oh, God, yeah. This is a lot to take on in the workplace.
This is a lot for the workplace.
We've
Jesus
just got out of a
seven-year
relationship. We're falling in love. Sarah slept with my new potential boyfriend. No one in the workplace knows. It's gossip.
Yeah.
Everyone's being nosy.
Yeah.
I'm quite aware that since I've come out of a long-term relationship, I'm going to need some time of my own at some point. And this won't be a forever thing, but I'm really enjoying spending time with Brian and want to carry on seeing him, having fun and see what happens.
Okay.
My question is, okay, what are your thoughts in general? And also, does girl code apply here? Because technically, I've slept with somebody my friend has. Yes, I guess technically you have.
There is a technicality there.
Yes. Yes, because how did you and Brian, I've got lots of questions, how did you and Brian start talking in that way? When did we get to the phone calls?
Well, she said there's always been, she always fancied him.
Mm.
And then obviously he came to her for advice about Sarah. And then obviously it went on to WhatsApp and it just
and
got
just
more
kept
and more
texting
and more.
From there.
And then he found out you were now single.
Yeah.
And it just sort of, you obviously just both fancied each other and both wanted to get to know each other and it just happened.
Yeah, so she's saying, because technically I've slept with somebody my friend has, which normally I wouldn't do. But on the other hand, she hasn't told me about it.
Of course.
And this is so much more than just sleeping with him.
Yeah.
I've attached photos of me, Brian, and also a group picture with Sarah pointed out.
Brilliant.
Thank
Brilliant.
You. What a treat.
Let's have it.
Oh, here we fucking go. Sarah. I'll show you. So this is Sarah. Showing Soph. Zooming in. She's got big fucking signs saying Sarah. Big pink arrows.
Okay,
Sarah.
Got it.
Me.
Oh, two
now,
brunettes.
I think we've got Brian below.
This is work.
Here he is. Here he is. Here he is.
Oh, is that you and Brian?
Yes.
Oh my God. Got a couple.
I think we've got another. Picture of them at the fucking at the farm,
at the
wholesome
farm.
Stuff.
Righty ho.
He's got nice eyes.
So what's the question? Sorry.
So the question is, she said, my question is, what are your thoughts in general? Because she feels kind of icky about the girl code, I think.
And the fact that she's not had any single time.
Yes. So she's, she's saying, I've just got to, you know, I've not been single since I was 14.
Yeah.
But I'm having a great time with Brian.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've had 15 wild sexual encounters.
Fuck. I mean, listen, like we spoke about this on our Monday Patreon episode. There is no, in an ideal world, it's like, in between relationships, you want some single time to cool off, focus on yourself, you know, the whole cliche, you know, work on yourself, learn, get to love what you like, get to know what you like again, you know.
Just have that independence, you know, exactly. Yeah. Learn your hobbies again. And like, if you would ask me and Soph, I just got out of a 7-year relationship. How long do you think I should be single for? If, you know, if you asked us that or something, I'd go at least, you know,
six months
and just really take your time, and because there's no rush.
There's no rush. But then on the other on the other hand, you really can't plan life. And
you can't predict love.
You can't plan when you're gonna meet someone. Mm-hmm. You can't plan when you're gonna start sleeping with someone else or whatever. And you know, part of life is just rolling with the punches.
And it's unpredictable. And you know, you didn't, that this just happened.
This was natural.
This was natural.
This happened. It wasn't forced.
It wasn't expected either.
It wasn't expected.
It was all the Brian and Sarah stuff. You weren't, you know, in that moment when Brian confided in you about Sarah, you weren't thinking, you're going to be an ex fucking boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even a thought.
Yeah. So there's no right or wrong. I think it's just, I mean, I personally would, you know, if I really liked someone and the chemistry was great and it was going really good, I don't think I'd be able to say, no.
I want you to be happy. And right now, he's making you happy.
If you're happy and you're having fun, then that's what it's about.
It is. That's exactly what it's about. If he's making you laugh, you're having fun, you just feel drawn to him and you want to spend time with him, why are you going to deny yourself of that?
Yeah.
I think...
Unless you have this overpowering feeling and itch and yearn that I want to be single. Alone. I want to be alone. I don't want to be texting anyone. Yeah. I don't want to be sleeping with anyone right now.
Yeah.
Unless you have those feelings, then I think just see what happens.
Like, he knows your situation, right? You've said, look, we won't label it as of now. Let's just see what happens. You know, you're both on the same page.
Yeah, you are.
You know, and the moment that either of you aren't on the same page, I would hope that we can then communicate about this. And
if we
just make sure that we're going at the same pace.
And you're having fun right now. Yeah, I think it's really great that you ended your relationship because you had this major wandering eye and you acted on that. And I think just see what happens. Like, you're not signing yourself up for another 7-year relationship right now. You know, I don't want to spoil the happy vibes, but you never know. This could be over by Christmas.
Yes.
You know, things change very quickly.
It's true.
As you know, a couple of months ago, you were in a 7-year relationship and now you've got someone else.
Like, you can't predict these
things.
Things
happen all the time. So don't try and think too much ahead. I would just think, like, if you take it day by day, do you want to see him again tonight? Do you want to see him? Do you want to reply to that text message right now?
Yes, yeah, yes, I do.
I'm going to do it. Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Please come over.
I think just see what happens in terms of that. But with Sarah.
Oh, yes, I forgot about Sarah. With Sarah.
It's complicated because you've obviously got like angel and devil on your shoulder, haven't you? Like, the one side is you do know that Sarah has slept with Brian. You do know they had that one night stand.
It's very tricky. I feel like...
But then the other side is like, well, Sarah never mentioned it. You know, for all Sarah knows, you've got no idea and you never knew. And you did ask her several times, have you slept with Brian? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
I think keeping it private for now, you and Brian, is the best way to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then until it gets to the moment where... Because we had one friend who started seeing someone in the workplace and then they kept it quiet for ages.
Yeah,
and then you kind
it's
of
quite
like
common.
You can't then you kind of like announce yourself to the workplace and present yourself as this couple. And
when you're ready for people to know.
When you're ready. And it's a lot because otherwise you're gonna have a lot of eyes on your relationship from the off.
And opinions
and a lot of, you know, a lot of noise that you don't really want in the beginning of a relationship, right?
Yeah.
So I would try and keep it as secret and sacred as you can.
We're not
going to
tell Sarah.
Yeah. No, because she's just going to tell everyone anyway.
I know.
I think it's best if we, I don't know. I think it might be best if we present when we're girlfriend, boyfriend. Because like you said earlier, this could be over by Christmas.
Could be.
And then we could be on opposite ends of the office and I'll never speak to Brian ever again.
Yeah.
Not saying that that's going to happen, but like, it's so unpredictable.
Mm.
Like, maybe wait until you're at a point where, okay, we're girlfriend, boyfriend. I love you. Let's let the world know.
Yeah,
let's
do this.
Let's announce ourselves.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, look, being totally realistic, like, workplace relationships do sometimes come with drama.
Yes.
And that is why some people,
and you are in a pickle.
Not us, but some people have very strict rules that they do not get romantic in the workplace.
Yes.
And they have those rules for a reason.
You not?
I don't know.
At our primary school, all the teachers. Oi, Mr. Van der Walton, what's her name?
That was secondary. Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. Miss Gilman.
Oi, they were getting together, breaking up, yeah? Also, we had...
And we were 9 and we knew that.
Yeah, and we just knew, listen, they're in the workplace, listen, they're falling in love. I get it. Where else is Miss Gilman meeting anyone? She's not. Right? It's only got to be Mr. Vanderwalt, yeah? And they were on and off for years.
For the record, we went to a beautiful primary school that we loved. We had such a happy primary school experience.
And they tried to hide it from us, but we fucking knew.
Kids know everything.
At secondary school, we had the bishop boy and the science lady.
We did.
Falling in love, having babies.
And the PE teacher and the receptionist.
Yes! And it's like, how can you not see these people every day? So listen, we can put these rules in place and say, I ain't dating no one in the workplace.
Yeah.
How can you?
But what the point is, like, having a, if you're going to have a workplace,
shout out Miss Gilman.
If you're going to have a workplace relationship, it will come with a bit of gossip and a bit of talk and a bit of drama. Some probably. Yes. Generally speaking.
I can imagine at that primary school when Miss Gilman and Mr. Van Gogh were getting together.
Kicked off.
That was the only thing going on in that school.
Then he cheated on her.
There were school kids involved in that one. At least you haven't got school kids involved.
Oh, gossiping about it as well. Yeah, not involved in the relationship.
No, I mean gossiping and passing comments.
And school mums as well.
Yes, exactly. The school mums, the husbands.
How do you think we found
everyone
out?
Everyone in the playground. Mm. Yeah, at least you haven't got that.
Yeah. And you're just going to have to go with it. Yeah. Like you're Sarah, a grown up, you're a big girl. Yeah. You want to date this guy, do it. You're having a nice time, do it. It may turn into some gossip. Work relationships always do. Yeah. So if you're going to have a work relationship, you also have to be like, okay, I'm also going to deal with X, Y, and Z. Because it's part and parcel of the experience a lot of the time.
But I'm happy for you and Brian.
I'm happy for you guys.
Happy you're happy. Like, I really am. I think you guys are doing great.
Me too.
And you look super cute together.
And deal with Sarah. Sarah's a complicated one.
I think...
You're in too deep now.
It's happening now. Sarah's going to have a problem. Either way. Even if you and Brian called it off now, she's still going to find out.
So you may as well just go. May as well just keep going.
That's what I'm saying. You may as well just fall in love. You may as well get fucking engaged to the guy, you know?
Because she's going to be upset either way.
Yeah. Oh, so much fun.
Okay. Right, we're going to do one more because these have been quite long this week. We've got help. I set my best friend up with Brian's best friend and I think she's regretting her decision.
Oh, hey, God. Girls.
Right, I'm going to read through this, no interruptions.
Yep, I'll be
I met
be
my boyfriend Brian last year in my final year of college. I love the story of how we got together. I could sit here and talk about it all day, but that's besides the point.
I love love.
I truly didn't realize a relationship could be like this. I can tell Brian anything. Around the same time I met Brian, I also met my best friend Sarah. We are so close that I call her my little sister and she calls me her big sister because she's a year and a half younger than I am.
You should call me your big sister.
Hey, big sis. Sarah is quite possibly the coolest person ever, and she doesn't even realize. Oh. She moved countries across Europe for college all on her own. She speaks 5 languages. We met living in the same student accommodation and have been inseparable ever since. Oh. Even though I finished college now and work full time, we still managed to find time for each other, and I would be completely lost without her.
True friends.
Brian has a best friend, Jack. Lovely guy, and I'm glad Brian has a good person in his life. Mm-hmm. During this past summer, Brian would take me to meet up with his mates and their girlfriends as Sarah was at home for the summer and I really missed her. Mm-hmm. One Saturday at the pub, Brian and the boys, who have all got girlfriends, pointed out that Jack was the only single friend left.
Okay.
The boys started asking myself and the other girlfriends if we had anyone we could set him up with. Mm-hmm. I said, the only single friend I have is Sarah.
Yeah.
In my head, this was all a joke. She was thousands of miles away and wouldn't be back for months. I showed Jack a picture of Sarah. He thought she was lovely. I pointed out that Sarah is studying to be a vet and Jack is a manager at a pet shop. Oh, it's meant to be
this
that.
This is love. We can't deny
Sarah
this love.
Sarah and Jack are both the type of people who are almost too nice. Aww. Brian would later say to me on the walk home that they would actually be a really good fit.
Shit.
I could trust Jack to be kind to Sarah and Brian could trust Sarah to be kind to Jack.
Yeah.
Lovely people.
This is all green flags.
Fast forward a few weeks, I started to think Jack wasn't such a good fit for Sarah.
Shit.
Sarah is very academic. She spends her summer working on farms. Jack, however, can be materialistic. He didn't want to go to college, still lives with his parents, spends all his money on a car he can't afford and designer clothes.
Right.
Two things Sarah couldn't be less interested in. Mm-hmm. When I told Sarah about Jack, I presented the whole thing as a joke.
Okay.
She wasn't interested in him and didn't find him attractive in Instagram pics.
Okay.
I honestly hadn't thought any more about the whole thing until last week. Last weekend, a bunch of us were meant to go to watch the rugby in a pub in town. Slowly, people dropped out or made other plans until it was just Brian, Jack, Sarah, and I left.
Typical.
Brian rang me to wondering if we should call the meetup off to avoid any weird double date-like scenario, since I've told him Sarah was not interested in Jack.
Yeah. And he was interested in Sarah.
As a solution, I invited my roommate along to the drinks and the double date vibe was slashed. On the night, Jack put no effort into talking to my roommate Helen and tried awkwardly to chat to a very overwhelmed Sarah, who was stressed about upcoming midterm exams and seemed completely uninterested. Mm-hmm. The night ended and in my head, the two had barely talked, but all was okay.
Yeah.
To my surprise, I get a screenshot from Sarah the next day. Jack had gone looking for her on my Instagram.
Of course he did.
And soon as he as she accepted his follow request, asked her if she'd like to meet up and get to know each other more.
Oh, Jack really likes Sarah.
Brian was a bit shocked, as Jack would usually always come to him with anything to do with girls.
Right.
Brian assumed Jack would have run it past him before asking out his girlfriend's best friend.
Yeah.
This is also when I realized Brian hadn't let Jack down easily. As told, Brian will be Brian's. Okay, so you told your boyfriend, oh, she doesn't think he's that fit, she's not interested, and Brian didn't let Jack down easy.
Right, so he doesn't have that information.
Brilliant. I text Sarah, told her not to worry, to just let him down easy, and there would be no awkwardness.
Yeah.
To my surprise again, Sarah decided she'd go for the date, but didn't seem interested, still saying, I don't know him, how can I say no to someone I don't know, I feel bad, I'll just go for a laugh.
Right, okay, here we go now.
So she kind of wants to go, actually.
Yeah.
Brian was worried about this response because he doesn't want his best friend to get hurt.
Yeah.
The whole thing had just been a bit weird and off. After the weekend, Sarah didn't want to talk about Jack, and Jack hadn't talked to Brian about the date until a few days later. I've started to worry that things will change if these two worked out.
Okay.
Sarah eventually texted me to let me know they had organized a date for the following week.
So this is date number two, sorry. Or have we not been on the date yet?
I don't think we'll be on the date yet.
Okay.
I don't know. I felt like I couldn't ask her about it. It's the first time ever there's been something we haven't spoken about. Mm. Even when we're annoyed with each other, we are usually very mature and talk things out, but we've barely spoken all week.
She likes him.
I'd be lying if I said it was only coming from Sarah. I've been avoiding her too. Brian has been best friends with Jack since they were kids and they live in the same estate. Brian doesn't want to get involved with Sarah and Jack. He won't even talk about it. And at the mention of Jack's name, I can see him go on high alert.
Goodness me,
we all seem to be worried about saying the right thing so that they don't get repeated back to anyone else.
Right.
I met up with Sarah by chance in the shopping centre this weekend. We had a bit of a heart-to-heart and she explained she had avoided talking to me about Jack so I don't repeat anything back to Brian.
Right.
They had their date today and it went well. Ugh. She's going to see him again when she gets back from a visit home.
Okay.
At the weekend, I'd let her know that I was feeling isolated from her and Brian as his awkwardness and avoiding things.
Yeah.
Something I'd never had from either of them.
Yeah.
I feel like a terrible friend. I should be more concerned about her happiness than things changing. I just can't help but thinking that things are now going to change. I'm worried that our best friend time will just become see you at the pub with the boys at the weekend. I love Sarah, but she can also be a lot at times, especially as I am the closest thing to family she has in this country and I help her with everything. When I'm with Brian and his friends, it's usually my little escape away from her.
Right.
Okay. But I'm afraid that will now disappear. Feel like I'm losing my best friend and there's been a wall put up with Brian.
Yes. So the reason she's not coming to you with the goss or whatever, because she's scared that you're going to then tell Brian and then Brian's then going to tell Jack.
So you and Brian.
So there's like this disconnect.
And now in you and Brian, you're like, oh, are we allowed to talk about them or are we not?
Right. Because Jack's not speaking to Brian about it because he's also scared it's going to get back to you.
So basically you're just regretting ever suggesting.
Right, yes.
And also like you enjoy your life that you've got with your best friend and you enjoy that relationship, but you also.
And now they're going to be merged.
But you also like the fact that you can go and see your boyfriend at the weekend, see his friends, have a bit of a life away from your best friend.
Yeah.
Like it's healthy.
Yeah. And you're just panicking that, yeah,
everything's
now
merging.
The worlds are going to be merged and shit. And it's a lot for you because I can feel your panic. Because
you know, like, I've brought this on myself.
Yeah, I can feel the panic through the fucking email. I can. Yeah.
At this point,
there's nothing we can do here.
You know, you can't control people.
No, like...
People are going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah, like the date's gone well. Second date on the cards.
Yeah, but like, also like don't panic.
Don't worry about, nothing's happened yet.
Nothing's happened
yet. And like
yet.
You're only worrying yourself silly, you know, for no reason yet. All that's happened is there's a second date on the cards.
Yeah.
Either one of them could call it quits after this date. Look, I know we do the same overthinking. Oh my God. Oh, you know, we're getting stressed. Like, yeah. And we're, I can feel ahead. That. We're thinking ahead. We're getting ahead of ourselves. None of that's even happened yet. So that's just
take a breath.
Take a breath. You've still got your best friend.
Yes.
You've still got your boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's still got his best friend.
Yeah.
Nothing has gone up in flames yet. Okay. But let's try and keep the communication
strong,
right? Mm. So maybe I'm trying to see how we can make you feel better about this. Yeah, maybe have a convo with Sarah and say, Sarah, I'm so happy for you. You know, if you like Jack, I support you. You're my best friend. But please just communicate to me.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're seeing him. Don't be secretive about it. Look, I promise I'm not going to tell Brian.
Yeah.
Don't be worried about that. You're my best friend. I just don't want to feel like you're not telling me what's going on with Jack because, listen, I'm getting a bit anxious about it. Mm. You know, I just want to keep our friendship vibes alive. I want to make sure that there's good vibes everywhere. You
I
know,
don't
I'm
want
just,
this to get complicated.
Yeah, like I'm very...
Two huge people in my life are merging.
Yes, and I just want to make sure that this is going to go smoothly. And one thing that can help me out is communication.
Yeah.
And then maybe Brian has that same convo with Jack.
With Jack.
Be like, look, Jack, mate, support you. Love this. You know,
really want to see what happens. Yeah.
Let's see what happens. Yeah. But talk to me about it. Yeah. You know, let's.
Boy chat is so
boy
different.
Chat. That's exactly how they probably have that conversation.
Yeah. All right, mate. Sweet. Okay,
but it's
cool.
Like, because Brian was feeling out of the loop, you were feeling out of the loop.
Yeah.
And then to make sure that you and Sarah still have that girl time, make sure you're seeing each other apart from the boys.
Yeah.
Because you said you were scared that it's just going to be, okay, see you at the weekend with the boys. No. Let's plan. Make sure we're carving out girl time.
Yeah.
Let's just
and
do
also,
a girl's dinner.
And also, like, this could be really, really fun
it could
for
be.
You guys.
It could be.
Like, this could be, like, girls going out for dinner and then let's go meet the boys. Like,
yeah,
you guys,
fun.
Like, you can have, like, really nice double dates. Like, enjoy. Like, it's happening now. They may not even go on a third date.
Exactly.
Like, you may get a phone call tomorrow and be like, nah, you never know.
Yeah.
Like, so I wouldn't try and stress about something that's not happened yet. But if it does happen, I think enjoy it. This could be really special, really fun. And
we could
see
have
what
holidays
happens.
And summer on the cast.
Yeah,
holidays.
Like, this could be the best thing that's ever happened. And you may like,
you just don't know it yet.
You're just cautious at the moment because you're like, oh.
That's the thing. Like, we don't know what's going to happen.
We
like,
don't know.
It could be the best thing ever. It could be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah,
granted.
But you're going to find out. Or it may not even ever get anywhere near that.
Exactly. Like Sophia said, it might be not even a third date.
Yeah.
So try not to worry about things that haven't happened yet. I know it's so hard. Listen, we're guilty of it.
Yeah.
But really try and live in the moment. Make sure your best friend's happy.
Mm. Try and keep the communication
Keep the communication up. I think it's going to be fine. I do.
Me too.
I think you're just being a little bit of a worrier.
Me too.
But I understand. I get it.
Because we're the same.
It's happening now. It's happening. Don't worry. It's happening.
It's happening.
You cannot control it.
And it, yeah.
You know, there's no point worrying about things we can't control. This is Jack's life and this is Sarah's life. You've still got your lovely relationship with Brian.
Yeah.
Let's just don't worry about things you cannot control.
What will be will be.
What will be will be.
And no amount of worrying or planning is going to change
exactly,
that.
You're just going to make it worse for yourself.
Yeah.
You're just worrying just makes things worse for yourself in situations like this.
It puts you through it twice.
Exactly. That's the quote.
Because you're worrying about it and then you've got to worry about it if or when it actually happens.
Yeah, if or what or probably won't happen.
So now you've gone through it twice rather than just dealing with it when it actually happens.
Exactly.
Or it may not even ever
exactly.
happen.
Exactly.
Right, should we find a quote?
Whoa.
Let's find a quote.
What a time we've had today.
Guys, don't forget, tour tickets going on sale on Friday. Be quick.
Yes.
Links will be everywhere. There'll be a link in the Girls Bathroom Instagram
actually
bio.
Deep it.
There'll be links in our stories.
Actually deep it. We're going on tour again for the third time. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
I can't believe it.
And remember, we have bonus episodes for you every single Monday on Patreon, the Girls Bathroom on Patreon.
Please follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Hello.
Hello, YouTube, if you're watching on YouTube. Full episodes are now on YouTube, if you didn't know.
We love you so much. Let's find ourselves this fucking quote. Would you like me to have a look? Let's find a worrying quote.
Okay.
Yeah? Why did I go to YouTube then? Okay, worrying quote.
Listen, here we go. This is perfect.
She's got it.
Worrying does not take away tomorrow's troubles. It takes away today's peace.
I love that.
Bullseye.
Bullseye.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Okay, guys, everything we said already, and also you can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
You can.
If you're a part of the group chat on Patreon, we'll see you on Monday. If not, we'll see you on Friday for tour tickets, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Love ya.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.